Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. And today we have a very special guest with us here. We're here with Sean Boyle. He's the owner of Momentum Virtual Tours, which is a seven-figure marketing business, which I'm really excited to talk about because it's in a really specific niche, and it's also got a very specific service that they provide that, honestly, I don't think there's a lot of competition out there. Sean's probably going to correct me on that, but pretty cool sector, John. So say what's up to everybody and tell us something about yourself that most people wouldn't know.
Josh, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for having me on the platform. Something that people wouldn't know, man, I love mixed martial arts. I think that I used to be, like, back in the day, involved in, like, all those kung fu movies with Bruce Lee and fucking Chuck Norris. And, dude, I'm, like, heavily involved in Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing. I can't get enough of it, man. When I'm not in the office, you're going to find me training 100% of the time.
You're getting your butt handed to you or one way or another, right?
You're damn right. It's the same, dude. I mean, you'll have people that are, you know, people that are like 6 feet, and I'm only like 5'9" myself, but it depends. It's really all about how you can move your body. So it's a good relief for sure. It's fantastic.
It's funny how many entrepreneurs I talk with, they actually do spend a lot of time doing either martial arts or some sort of big physical activity like that, because I mean, it really helps to, I think, refocus yourself and calm down from the stresses of the day.
Listen, punching people in the face, dude, at the end of the day, that's no better feeling.
Best stress reliever. Love it, man. Well, hey, let's hop in now to your business, what you guys have been doing, and really into the strategies that you've been using. So I'll just kind of let you run free,
man. Yeah. For sure, man. So for the people that don't know, Momentum is actually broken up into two separate entities. Momentum Digital, which is a full-scale digital marketing company, and then Momentum 360, which is more so what I actually commandeer, which is virtual tours, virtual staging, you know, photography, videography, drone, all content-related services that are primarily heavily involved in real estate, but we also deal with restaurants, retail, just pretty much anything was a physical location. I mean, we could be shooting your office right there behind you. You know what I mean? It's a really great industry. So something that, and this is what I wanted to talk more about, because I know that from what we first connected with, man, you know, people are really having that, I like to call it the seven-figure revenue rut, where they're just looking, we're doing okay, but we're looking to push to 8 and 9, right? So I'll give a couple examples for clients, past clients and previous clients that we've, you know, actually, and current clients rather, that we've had to really boost up, you know, those weak areas, right? So the first I want to dive into is Dr. Stephen Fox. He's a dentist in New York City, just a massive conglomerate in New York City, as like there's a million dentists, right? So it's like, how do we get him to truly stand out, right? So we're both in digital marketing, and something that we actually used primarily was Google My Business. Right now, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the majority of people on this podcast know what Google My Business is. But what we did, which was pretty unique, and the sort of thing was, we used a website with Neil Patel, right, called Uber Suggest, right? And one of the biggest problems, man, with them was they were, you know, having good rankings, getting mentors and other clients, whatever, to review them and give testimonials, just building that foundation, right? But something that they needed was that content, because like, how many times can you kind of reiterate the same mumbo jumbo with dentistry? You got to floss, you got to brush your teeth. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to use this brand, use that. It's like, how could we spice it up, right? So Uber Suggest, once we went on there, we found a tremendous boatload of content and keywords, which we could then formulate into blogs, YouTube videos, and that's the whole game. I mean, if you guys go on Gary V's page, you'll kind of see that style of content where you have that, you know, loading bar, which I love. It's such a dope concept. And then you have all these popping out things. That's kind of what we did with this guy, with Dr. Stephen Fox. And, you know, we were able to take, obviously I don't want to dive into his numbers way too much, but he was on the first page for, I think, like NYC dentistry, just like really prominent keywords, man. And that's something that I wish that more people would take seriously, because like anybody, you get into advertisements and you get your head wrapped around, oh, with remarketing and just building all these lists. But I think at the core, which, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that I'm definitely right on this, is you need to have SEO as that concrete fundamental base. Because if you don't have that, and then you transition into advertising, and then you're like, oh, we're going to just, you know, stockpile our views and stuff, you're paying to play. You know, SEO is, as you know, man, it's that long-term game, which a lot of people don't want to pay. Everyone wants to just have that instant gratification, you know? So it's a pretty interesting thing. But for Dr. Stephen Fox, we were, you know, really able to provide a lot of quick value for that. And I should preface, that was on the digital marketing side. It necessarily wasn't on the virtual tour side of things, for sure. And something else I could dive into right now is the second model, which is Easy Pickings. And they're a women's clothing store. So neither me nor you really know anything about women's fashion. So I was like kind of baffled. I was like, how are we going to grow this guy? And again, using the same model with Google My Business, and this is something that for a lot of retail stores that were just absolutely murdered by this virus, right? So, you know, and I have complete empathy, because my old man used to own a bar down South Street, which it's not open right now, but you could best believe, you know, we would have to close just based off of the virus. You know, it's just, we couldn't have kept up at all. It was just, it was too much for sure. So with Easy Pickings, with Richard Warsock, he has women's retail stores in PA and Philly and Jersey and New York. So what we were looking to do is just expand that Google My Business. He was saying, okay, we have one website, which we're creating right now, but we need to add all of those locations, make a complete, you know, list of all these location pages, put in women's retail in Princeton, New Jersey, women's retail. And so all of these, you know, content related pages, as well as building out that GMB, which to me, it seems like a common practice. If you have different locations, you just want to make that your common thing. And before you know it, man, we, you know, submitted the sitemap, we got him indexed. And I mean, it was just a pretty easy process. So again, it's not relying on, you know, the Google ads of the world, the Facebook ads of the world, because sure, those are, you know, high and mighty and everything. But if you're just trying to win off of that, that's one medium, man. And I think that SEO as a whole is, you know, just a great way to set that foundation, 100%.
Yeah, well, it's a great place to start, like you're saying. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, most businesses, even ours, like we don't focus on the SEO, honestly, as much as we probably should. And so, you know, it's one of those things that I think most people aren't taking the time to actually implement in their strategy. So you guys, you talk about, you know, this is one of the ways that you enter in, but give us a little bit of background on what else you do for people when you get to that point.
Yeah, so it's something where once we get to a certain figure of, let's just say, for instance, for Easy Pickings or for the dentist, we get to this, you know, kind of figure where it's like, okay, what are we really just trying to do here? What are we trying to do? And something that I have found in our business model and for our clients is leverage, is using these micro influencers on Instagram, hitting up, you know, some hot girl on, you know, Westchester University or whatever. And really, whether it's reviews or just seeing who people know or whatever, I mean, you know, that's something that we use, that hot girl model, because you put it this way, for LinkedIn, once we have that connection, you know, we have a bunch of people, you and me, we both get a million invitations, you know, a day, you know what I mean? And congrats on 10,000 followers too, by the way. I saw that before the interview. I know it's a big win. And so we use that where we'll have some pretty girl DM someone. And again, it's just using those micro influencers, using that leverage. And, you know, getting as much, like, really juicing those testimonials as best as possible. I mean, that's something that a lot of people do, but they, you know, they kind of fall off. And it's something that you could be constantly advertising different things, different personalities. And then this person knows the other person. So you always want to just be collecting data. I mean, at the core of it, man, data is king right now. They say content's king. I say data is king, because the more data, the more leverage you have. So once we get to a certain you know, model of rev per month, and then annually, we circle back, have a full core meeting, and that involves the entire team. You know, as much as I'd love to say that I'm on a project 100% of the time, I just can't allocate, you know, all my time to that. And hand raised, that's just me being an honest owner, an entrepreneur, as much as I'd like to. But I take time out of my day to say, hey, this is what we need to do, bring the whole team around and fixate a solution based off of what they're trying to do, whether that's influencers. Again, it really is dependent upon the niche and what they're looking to do. If it's just more money, I mean, that's such a broad term. There's so many mediums. I would just look at what we're not doing. And if we are doing something well, like before this interview, I was telling you about D7 Lead Finder and Mailshake. So for people that are completely foreign to that, I'll kind of dive into that right now. D7 lead finder is a, what it says, a lead finder where you can scrape, search by niche and by city. You get on the basic package, I believe it's 30 searches a day. You could download them for custom audiences on Google Ads, on if, whether you just want to do a normal CSV for Facebook ads. There's a whole bunch of customizations there. And then you could transfer that over to the the Mailshakes of the world, these other torch leads, these other email senders where you can just start sending that. And for me, I was never a big component on cold emails. I was like, that's dead in the water. But Mailshake has been tremendous in a boatload of ways. And it's pretty much just like, I'll give a quick example for what we do. We say, and this is for talking to realtors, selling them virtual tours. We say, hey, my name is Sean Boyle. This is Momentum 360. We do virtual tours, virtual staging, a whole bunch of stuff for realtors. We were able to generate X more leads or X more closings in a month using our technology. If you're interested, reply with the word interested. And that sheer just blunt email has generated us and a lot of other clients that are using this too, man, just a tremendous amount of revenue. So it's something that you always want to just be constantly thinking of, whether it's, and again, you know, revenue is the king, but you want to look at all these other areas and just be honest. I think having an open mind is so crucial, you know, because me as a 23-year-old, it's like, I have the ego of a fucking bull. I want to just be pounding the pavement and doing all this stuff, but I need to understand my way isn't necessarily the highway. I need to be learning from guys like you, guys like that are much bigger and have, you know, all these successful companies. And that's the most important thing too. And definitely as a client too, you know, for sure. Y'all guys always have to be open-minded.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, man. And one of the big things that I found when people think that a strategy is dead, it typically means everybody's left it. So it becomes very, very profitable to those who actually employ the strategy. And you'll watch some of these big master marketers, you know, like the Russell Brunsons, the Billy Jeans, these people who they profit on those and they bank on those strategies that other people aren't leveraging. You know, I was just listening to a show the other day and one of these guys is getting back into texting and, you know, you'd think that'd be like a dead in the water market, but it's not. It's been a great marketing strategy. So I love that. Thank you for all those examples, man. I think it's really cool when you can bring in that sort of perspective into this. So give us a little insight into your process of how you've been able to grow your agency specifically in getting these leads. Cause you mentioned D7 and Mailshake and everything, but give us some more insight on that, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll say first and foremost, I graduated college in April from Penn State. Shout out PSU. So dude, I mean, I know a lot of fucking people, a lot of my colleagues, a lot of people that graduated that are just, they're jobless right now. They don't have anything going for them. So like, and it's just, it's due to COVID. So full backstory, I was, I've just grown a lot in this company and to where now I have equity in it. And it's something so beautiful, man, where, you know, I'm so grateful to really wake up and do what I do. So I'll just say that first and foremost. And I think that's the most important thing. But in terms of the actual strategies and tactics, we looked at COVID. We looked at, all right, what the hell's going on? Got this virus going on. And I took it as an opportunity. I was excited. I was like, my blood was boiling. I was waking up like 4 a.m. My girlfriend was like, can we sleep? Like, what are you doing? She thought it was like Mad Max every single day. You know what I mean? It was crazy. So I would wake up and I would really think about, okay, what at the core, what are we trying to do here? What's our main niche, right? So for these virtual tours in particular, the secret sauce not only is contacting the brokerages, the main scale brokerages, but the actual realtors themselves. Once we do a good job with the realtors, it's going to be just a reoccurring thing, right? They're going to trust us. They're going to feel, you know, all warm inside and they're just going to keep going with us, right? That's what I wanted to do. So COVID or no COVID, and people probably don't want to hear this, but I was scheduling in-person meetings, man. I was, you know, doing that. And a lot of people, you know, I'll admit they didn't want to do that. They were hopping on Zoom and a bunch of other platforms too, Google Hangouts like we were doing. But that in-person face-to-face is so important. So I probably met with like 500 people over the past with COVID, man, in the past couple of months. So that inter-person communication, that's one strategy. Once we started to really get into their book of business and SOP, it just became a reoccurring thing, man. It was a thing of beauty. Now for all the other industries other than real estate, because I know that real estate for these virtual tours is obviously king for sure. You'd be stupid to not think that, but for schools, for retail shops, for restaurants. How do we do it? Well, other than Mailshake, we run just our, you know, normal YouTube, Facebook, Google ads, which is nothing crazy, right? It's nothing crazy at all. But again, what we did was once we started to take notice of that and we started to build out all these other blogs and pages, it was kind of full circle where, and I'll start with each first so I don't get confusing. For the content, we started writing blogs around the niches. So for instance, you can go on momentumvirtualtours.com and check out, you know, virtual tours of colleges, virtual tours of restaurants, the top 10, you know, niches for a virtual tour. And we saw, okay, and again, this is all Uber suggests. This is all free data that you can collect. We started saying, hey, what's the easiest keyword, long tail keyword to rank for that has the most traffic? That really was our bread and butter. So we made a shitload of content during Corona, and a lot of in-person meetings, a lot of just hustle, really, man. And that's something that as a 23-year-old, I love doing. I love just getting out there and meeting a bunch of people. And I think that more people, you know, they're reluctant to just rely on technology, as I am too. I'm not saying that I'm totally oblivious to technology. I love it. I mean, I'm on this thing. It says I'm on it like 12 hours a day. You know what I mean? I just, it's the truth. But you can't beat that in-person meeting, man, because it doesn't matter how many times you advertise them. It doesn't matter times they click on your YouTube or something. You say, hey, let's grab a cup of coffee for 5 minutes. Let's add, you know, how are you doing? You know what I mean? That interpersonal thing is so, so valuable. And I think it's a lost art, honestly, man, to a T in today's society.
Well, and I love that you bring that up, because most people don't take the time to do it. I mean, they think it's not going to be as worthwhile as, you know, running a Facebook ad or something. So it's cool to see that you're able to leverage that strategy for your company as well. So, you know, Sean, give us three action steps that people could take today if they're saying, okay, I'm stuck at $1 million. How do I break that $1 million point?
Yeah. So the top three, honestly, man, was number one, I would do a complete audit of your whole system, right? No system's perfect. We're humans, we're flawed, but you want to make sure that you got to tighten up those weak points. So again, whether it's you're not producing enough fucking YouTube content, not enough Instagram content, do it. You know your weak points, you know what you're vulnerable at, what you're not good at. And again, you know, I'm only good at so much. I would love to say, oh my God, Josh, I can do Facebook ads, I can sell, I can make copy. I can't do all that stuff. It's just not in my repertoire. Like for me, I'm colorblind. I have red, green colorblind. So, you know, I can see, you know, you're wearing a white and blue shirt to a T, whatever it is. We're not gonna go into that. But the thing is, man, you know, we can honestly buy, you know, and hire people to do those jobs for us. So I lack in content. I lack in all these creative things, right? So that's number one. Think of what you're vulnerable at and go attack and go hire out if you need to. Just figure it out, right? There's a million ways to do it, whether it's Fiverr, going to Upwork. That's number one. Number two, I would really assess during this time with Corona, you know, what are some things that could be changing in terms of, you know, your packaging? Because what got to that seven figures with like one product or whatever, it's not going to get to eight. So you need to think of different products. You need to think of different packages, you know, whether that's a new SEO package, a new course. Like, I don't want to make this, you know, podcast, well, I really haven't made it about myself, but, you know, just like give my, you know, my company another plug, my business partner, Mac, we're making a course for Google SEO, and I'm going to make a course how to create your own virtual tour company. I think that's very valuable because not only is that another product, but it makes you more of an authority figure in that niche, which is so powerful too. So that's number two, really think, how can you create different products, different services around what you're good at and around, and it kind of ties into everything, right? That's number two. And then number three, man, I mean, you know, and this is just spitballing here. Obviously, my biggest thing is just action. So it just, and this is more so on the health side of things and just like overall mindset, but think about your daily schedule. You know, think about what time you're waking up, what time you're going to bed, and whether it's, you know, breathing exercises to clear your mind or whatever. I think that's so important because having that clarity of mind, I mean, there's, you know, during COVID, I know people that have lost their lives, you know, people are in hospitals, there's chaos, you know, babies are crying, all this stuff, you know, it's going to hell, right? It seems like it pretty much, but I think we just have to stay calm, ride out that storm. And then the thing to answer the third question is you need to take action with the opportunities that are about to come. So what that means is I believe whoever wins the presidency, Biden or Trump, I think if Biden wins, the recession is going to happen a little sooner. just my personal two cents, but you need to be ready for that. And what is that going to be? I can't answer that for you. For me, it's launching my course. It's probably, you know, leveraging all of these people that are going to be, you know, like for real estate, I might buy a couple of properties too. And again, this is just like the investor mindset in me where I'm like, oh, what can I buy? What can I buy? So it's just, again, having that open-minded mindset to just really just pounce when you can. And again, I know this podcast is all about action, but I can't state it enough. You know, just having a plan, having, you know, visualization, that stuff's great too, man. But until you really hit the fucking pavement, do what you're supposed to do. And you know what you're supposed to do. You know, you could go home and you could be exhausted and you had a great day. You're like, man, I gave it to my all today. I knew what I needed to do and I crushed it. You know, other days when you come back, I have a lot of those being a 23-year-old where it's like, man, I could have done a little more. You know, I could have, you know, stopped playing the Xbox for like a half hour. Just, I could have spent that time doing something else. So I think reconfiguring your mind in that is definitely something that is very important. And what I do is Wim Hof, like the breathing. It's like a 10-minute breathing exercise, as well as just like the sauna, go to the gym, eat healthy, all that shit. And again, you could look these things up. It's not a rocket scientist. I am not smarter than Bill Gates or Elon Musk. I'm just the person who has been lucky enough to hear them and is, you know, doing the strategies that they've implemented, truly.
I love that, man. Well, those are super awesome strategy steps. I think most people should look at those and say, okay, where am I at, right? That's what I love about your process is like analyze where you're at, assess what you can change, and then take the action and make it happen. So really 100%. Love that, Sean. So, you know, before we sign off though, let us know a little bit about how we can find you and your company and learn a bit more about what you're doing.
Yeah, man, for sure. So you can go to MomentumVirtualTours.com. You can go to my personal website, SeanBoyle.com. I just copped that last week, so it's up and running, baby. We're good to go with that. But Josh, it was an absolute pleasure to be on and just really give some actionable tactics and strategies, man. So thank you so much for having me.
Awesome, man. Thanks a ton for coming on. Have a good one. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.